Well, welcome to the very first Manx Football Podcast in a very long time. As always, I'm joined by a man that once played three games for Derby and still has a cough. Disco Dave Norton.
Hi, everyone.
How are you, Dave? You all right?
Oh, I'm so excited to be back. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It's been 755 days, I'm reliably informed.
I mean, that is just amazing. And that was the one for the very first FC Alamann game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been that long. They've scored 200 goals since then. So it's probably about time we started doing another one. I'm delighted to say, adding the 2 to our 4-4 this week, our special guest, Sam Turton. Sam is, of course, Ravens' number one fan, I would say. Is that right? Fanboy?
Number two. Annoyingly, I got beat in the registration that day.
So you actually 0-0-2?
Yeah.
Who got 007?
I imagine it's probably Raymond.
Ray, as in Raymond Mulland, or Ray, as in Ray the
I believe it was the Raven, yeah. It could have been. Who knows? You know.
And not, without there's no show without punch. Our very own round expert, Tom Kiffey.
Glad to be here.
Understated as always, Tom.
Yeah, feels an honour.
But we said this is actually your second Manx Football Podcast.
It is. I had a very young, I think it must have been 16.
You were flirting with fame at an early age, wasn't you?
Yeah, came in with Harry Horbury, no longer a Moran player, so nothing to do with me. But yeah.
So these two lads are joining us this and most weeks as we talk through what is happening in Manx Football. Now, of course, we stand on the edge of another season, Dave. Are you excited? I can see you're excited just by your body language.
I'm on the edge of my seat, mate. Honestly, I can't wait.
Isn't that a song?
Probably. Don't ask me to sing it. Tom will sing it at the Albert on a Friday night.
Yeah, potentially.
That's
yeah.
On our Patreon channel.
That is. But yeah, no, a new season. It's come around fast. But it's obviously been a busy summer. We've had the Alamann men's and women's teams in action over the summer. So there hasn't been that much of a break. But here we are. And yeah, it looks like it's going to be another interesting season.
And what smacks us in the face, like the smell of Vicks and football boots that have been left in their bag a bit too long over the summer, is 4-5-1 at this time of year. It's in the Manx Independent today. You've put blood, sweat and tears into this over the last few days, Dave, haven't you?
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah.
Let the listening public know what's in it.
Well, we've got the lowdown on all the Premier League sides and all the Division 2 teams. We've got updates from each club. We've obviously got a good team of contributors here, as well as obviously Tom here. We've also got Adam Morton, who's going to be a regular on the podcast this season, hopefully. But yeah, on top of that, we've got all the complete fixture list for the season ahead. And then we've got pundits' predictions, which I always fall flat on because I never get them right.
But. So Tom is obviously full-time with us now. You said that you want to start a bit of a challenge around the predictions, don't you?
Yeah.
And I think Sam's come up with a tremendous forfeit for the loser. I think that whoever does this should finish in this, have to do this. Now, what was it you were saying this afternoon, Sam?
Well, because Tom's Mr. Moran, of course, and he has somewhat issues with peel. The loser this should spend the evening working in the whitey, maybe as a glass collector, something nice like that, in a, I think, 4-peel kit, actually. Beyond
full
just the shirt.
Kit.
I think I got a 4-peel kit, yeah.
Do you think, does it have to be a retro kit just for, maybe a size too small as well?
I don't know about that with my belly now.
Let's just hear me and Dave going, oh, I don't.
That'll get rid of a few punters in the way that night.
Yeah. So, how are we going to score this, though? Because obviously, is it like 3 points if you get them in the right position, 2 if you get them in the top four? How are we going
to
do it?
Yeah, I think we leave the players alone because that's always difficult to do. But yeah. I think the top four for the first division, top four for the second division.
I think players, you get 10 bonus points.
I think if you do that, Tom's going to start fudging the votes.
I would not have put Hagi Petrokounis as my player this season if I'd known there's a bet on this.
You tell me how good a touch he had yesterday.
Honestly, he will be good this season, but I don't know. Maybe I was slightly biased in my prediction there.
Tom, you biased?
Yeah, I don't know. But sorry, Michael Sloan's definitely getting Division 2 Player of the Year, so that's confirmed.
Right, so before we...
spoiler alert.
Before we delve into some of these predictions, I think we should say it's a new office, as you may have noticed. We're in a new studio this season.
The new towers?
Yeah, a new camera. We've splashed out on a Nokia 3210, so hopefully the sound quality will be a bit better. But sadly, Dave, it's the same old rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sorry, boys. The standard is going to be just as bad as always.
If not worse, with me and Sam. Oh,
yeah. I'm hoping that we'll maybe double our listenership because your parents will listen as well as the bar. So, I have to say, we were inundated, weren't we, with people telling us not to bring it back.
Yeah, the only person who did tell me to bring it back was Dave Matheson, and he basically got me drunk at their D&D end of season do and made me promise to bring it back. So,
as long as that's the worst he did to you, Dave.
Yeah, it was. Don't worry. Yeah. He's a classy man, is Dave.
Shout out to Dave. I'm sure he'd be correcting our stats as he's probably poring over 4-5-1 as we speak to correct the stats. Actually, I did the D&D prediction write up this, and I'm already a bit nervous.
He's already shared it on Facebook, and he hasn't corrected it, so I think you're okay.
You're in the clear.
I'm in the clear. Right, so let's look ahead to the start of the season on Saturday afternoon. The Candlelight Premier League in all their glory returns. Now, where should we start this week, Dave? I suppose we should start as we have a representative from around with us, Tom Curfew, former around. You're hosting what many are saying the champions elect, Laxey Football Club.
I wouldn't go as far as saying they're champions elect yet. They've still got a lot of work to do, and their signings aren't that good, to be fair. But big game. It was kind of written in the stars, I think, when the two traitors left us. So I'd say...
You've calmed down a bit, actually. There was talks of poison pen letters, you know, banning them from the Co-op and Crosby, and possibly the Costa as well. We were all mystified how you do that, because you don't actually work for them.
I'd stand on the door and just make sure they weren't coming in. None of their families either, of course.
The worrying thing is, we'd know you would do that. Sam, Laxey heavily tipped you. I think you tipped them for the title. You've been talking them up, talking a good game this week about them.
Yeah, well, they brought in Garty, they brought in Cam Avery, who's a new poster boy, literally in our office.
Yeah.
I think they've got us up front. You've got Brody Patience, who will always deliver them. The back, you've got Glenn Walker. They've got a solid team throughout the team.
Tom Creer, of course. With your FCL hat on, he obviously was involved in the squad a lot last season.
Yeah, I'd actually like to see him play more probably Premier League this year than FCL. Could do the year in Premier League, and also, if he doesn't, Laxey's chances of winning will be boosted.
And as Mr. Kirby's already mentioned, Meelan's in that squad as well. A great winger on his day, isn't he? It does seem like they have an abundance of riches.
Yeah, Johnny Palmer's got a hell of a team all of a sudden. And it's just, I actually said last year when they beat, St Mary's they beat in the Hospital Cup last year, I said that if he could build on what he had last season, he'd be going for the league this year. So back in May, I was calling this. Nostradamus at the end of the season.
Tom, I can see you easing back in your top there. What can you tell us? Can Moran derail this title bid on Saturday?
Well, if anyone can, I think it's Moran.
Moran can.
Yeah, Moran can. Isn't that
your chant?
Well, we are. I think we could be short for Saturday, so I'll get the excuses in early if Laxey do turn up, but... I don't know. Obviously,
what are you
got...
doing to Laxey to make sure they don't turn
up? Yeah, God,
he's moving around.
It might come to that, but I think we'll be okay throughout the season. I know many have tipped us to go down, but this is a tough first game, and I mean it's a bit embarrassing if Laxey don't go on to win the league now, considering they've brought every man and their dog to the club. So I'd say they're heavily favourites, and from around, it's a bit of a nightmare for us really, because there's. The big battle, I think, at the top will be between Laxey and Peel. I've tipped Ayr because I hate the both of them clubs. But Laxey and Peel are the two that will probably go at it. So I think if you got either of them on the first day, it wasn't going to be easy. And I think it was always going to happen with Cam and Meelan going there. We'll see how they got on at the playing field. I can't imagine they'll get a nice welcome home. Maybe a few boos and cheers when they get on the ball, but
and cheers. Well, just to confuse them.
Well, cheers when they inevitably mess up from the.
You're gonna force a few monkey brains down at half time.
Well, they won't be welcoming the Crosby, that's for sure. So they won't be getting their monkey brains. They can have them back in Laxey, where their new home is. So,
Dave, you know when we talked about bringing Tom into the podcast for his impartial.
I
didn't feel like we'd be this partisan. Is this going to be a regular theory?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I'm quite passionate on the whole Laxey thing and the two players leaving. I've still got a lot.
You will eventually. Is this like a bad breakup?
Yeah, this will ease. I'll calm down.
What stage are you at?
So at the start of summer, at the start of summer, it was anger. I think it's when it first happened. It was shock at first, I'd say, and then it went to anger, and then I'd say it's still anger. It's still like anger. Bubbling away.
Well, we've got several stages still to go through.
Seven, is it?
Yeah.
Dave does watch a lot of rom-coms.
Several, I say.
There's a few more to go, but I can't see the anger leaving me very anytime soon. I don't think it'll be a heavily thing on the podcast every week.
Good. So just to go around the table quickly, we all said putting this down as an away banker on our coupon, or.
Yeah, well, you can never count out Bruiser, but I'm going to go with Laxey.
Bruiser's flying in for the game especially, isn't he?
He's back from his holiday, I believe. So what I would say is I'm going to go around him. I'm going to back my club. So, yeah, you guys can all go Laxey. I'm going with the shock. So,
Elsewhere in the Candlelight Premier League on Saturdays, of course, 2:30 kickoffs. The game of the day, I would suggest, Dave, but you might obviously have different eyes to me, Russian Corinthians.
Yeah, we're sending our main man, Hattie, down there. He's looking forward to this one. Spoke to him on the phone the other day. But yeah, as you say, this is going to be a tight game. Corinthians, they're not what they were last season. They've lost a few players. Me and Sam watched them in the Charity Shield recently. Player availability is going to be a big issue for them, I think. The likes of Jay Chatwood is not playing, at least for the time being. So it's difficult to see where their goals are going to come from.
Well, yeah, equally, I mean, Danny Gerrard's down to play for the Ravens this weekend. He's a big part of their midfield. He was Player of the Year last year, and
he's
a big miss. And so is Gotti. Like, Gotti going off the lack. See, there's a lot of work. I mean, Ben Cloutier's quality coach, but he's going to have a hard season with just some of the players he's lost. But, you know,
it presents an opportunity for others to step up, doesn't it?
Yeah, Corinthians, I mean, they've got some quality players coming through. Young Chester, is it?
Chester Bell, man of the match in the Charity Shield, looked really good.
Brilliant game. So if they can bring talent like that through, then good surprise.
Now, Russian, we seem to be the nearly men. Since 2010, they won the top flight of the title last time, under Jonesy and Steve Burns. And every year, especially since FC Isle of Man's formation, we said, well, they got a good chance this year. You know, I know they've lost a couple, Furo and Mikey, obviously, are in FC Isle of Man squad most weeks. But I think last year in particular, we thought they had a good potentially have a good crack at it.
Yeah, it was a strange first half of the season for them, really. Like, they just could not get any momentum going. But second half of the season, they were one of the strongest teams. So if they can carry that on, then great for them. They've obviously got a new manager in place. Andy Moody stepped up from the Gombe. To be fair, you can't knock his record last year, 22 wins from 22 games. Mm-hmm. So let's see where that takes them. One name to mention I saw in Adam's preview for this is that Mark Blair's back in the Russian.
He was back in 1986 the other week, firing him shots.
So yeah, now, let's see how that goes. But Russian will be one of the teams to watch, I think.
Yeah, and of course, I think it's probably, you probably won't get many clubs that, I'm not being disrespectful at our level, that have a former GB athlete in the attacking lineup, which in the form of Joe Reid.
Yeah, he knows where the back of the net is. So yeah, he should be a big player for them as well. Yeah,
and it goes without saying, he's pretty quick. Other big game to me is the reigning champions. Do they still have the championship flag like they do in Scotland? It was always a big thing. Whoever's club had won the league the season before, got to hoist their flag above their ground for the whole season.
I think it's a good idea. I don't know if that happens over here.
Oh, flagpole's still a thing, or are they dying out?
We've still got one, I think. Oh, has the bowling
Peel's got one, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think Peel does.
Well, they should have a championship flag up. That should be up then. Yeah. I'm sure Colin Moore will have sorted it.
Hey, absolutely. Yeah.
So they're at home to St George's. Very much St George's still in transition. Only fielding a first team again this season, Dave. And it's a bit like Johnny's trying to eke every last ounce out of the band, isn't it? Because they've had the comeback, they've gone away again, and they're coming back in again, aren't they?
I know. I mean, I think you described it as vast experience in 4-5-1, and that is exactly what it is. But, you know, they say class is permanent, and those players that they're calling upon, your Bassey, your Sean Quay, obviously Johnny Myers is player manager, that's a wealth of talent there. And I don't know what's happening with Pekka this year. Is he back? Is he... Who knows? So let's see. But they lost also Ben Wasser, who went to Laxey as well. So, but they've still got a lot of good young players there. So it'll be interesting to see how they got on.
And I think Mr. Myers was doing his best Harry Redknapp, trying to get a couple of last minute deals over the line as we spoke on email yesterday. We'll see where they come off. I think one name, Richard Wynn, obviously a very experienced striker in the Premier League. He would always be a useful addition to your squad. But I have to say, I saw in the picture the other day, I think I saw the evergreen Julian Ringham might be...
Your favourite ever player.
My favourite ever player could be coming back this season.
Oh, amazing. You're going to don your old Isle of Man number two shirt.
I'll bring it in next week and we'll put it up somewhere.
So we're tipping Peel for that game then?
Yeah. Tom's cutting straight to the point here. I'm going to give Peel, Lee Gale... coming back, and I think he's, if what we've heard right, he said he's going to be concentrating on Peel this season. He could be a fantastic. Reese, you spoke to this week, didn't you, Dave?
Yeah, so he's not going to be back in the team anytime soon. He's on the comeback trail again from mini injury, so he's looking at sort of November time-ish. So obviously his goals are a big loss, but they've got other players that'll step up. They've been on a high after winning the Charity Shield a couple of weeks ago. Obviously they won the title last year, so plenty of confidence, plenty of talent. I think they'll be up there again.
And speaking to Bella as well, he was saying a few of them are going to uni, but I don't think this will be this week, so they'll still have all them players before they head off back. So a bit like us, they'll be alright to I think they'll comfortably beat Geordies. I think Geordies could be down near the bottom this season.
Well, they flirted with the relegations last
did they survive comfortably in the end?
They were definitely and they put a good run together. I think they got a few bods back after Christmas.
Yeah,
a few of the guys we've mentioned already, so mm-hmm. Obviously, Peel Geordies, it's a massive game in recent times. So I think Geordies will give it a go, won't they, on Saturday. But I think Peel's fresher legs, shall we say, that might just give them the edge.
I think you're right. And just a word, they've obviously opened up the Calvin Dawson facility in Uphill Top. You went down to that, didn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. It's quite good. £4.50 Madrid is the most essential part of my trip there. That's what I was more concerned about. And I'm sure I'll go there if my MVP peel away this season. But what I would say is it's a very good facility and it looks over the golf course, the football club and the Tommy Lucas. They've done it brilliantly, to be fair, and it's good honour to Kelv.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was a top guy, obviously 500 plus appearances for Peel. And the subject of one of my favourite ever Manx football chants, which was Calvin Dawson is a fireman, because of course he was a retained fireman. And that was as simple as it got. In the cup final, they remember them shouting that. So yeah,
some of the best chants are the simplest ones, aren't they?
Precisely.
Anyone who's witnessed Tom on a night out will know that there's quite a few Moran chants in his locker.
I'm sure we'll hear them in the footy podcast. I'm sure.
Patron section. If you pay for that. Sam, are you in Peel win that one?
It depends. I watched this the last time these two played at Glencliche Road last year, and Peel only got a waiver win because of a late penalty. But Johnny Myers had an absolute storm in net that day. Probably just Peel, because then Geordie just do still seem to have an ability to roll back the ears and find something.
A grind ability, I think it is what you call it. He can grind a result out.
Yeah, but I think Ben Wilkinson playing for FC Man this week again, it's another one of these things that you'll see throughout the season of people going off to play for the Ravens, and without him, I think it could be a bit of a difficult weekend for Johnny Myers and the lads.
And we're just Peel as a whole. Are they going to be in this title bracket again with Lexi, guys? Tom,
unfortunately, I'd say so. Yeah, I'd say it'll be Peel, Lexi, and then I've tipped Air because I've heard that they're getting the band back together. Mm. And a few players are coming back, but yeah. I can see it being Peel going for the title again. And Bell has not put them. I noticed he did his prediction to me. He didn't put them in the top four, so I think that might be superstitious, or he doesn't want to give too much away. But I think Lee Gale being there for the whole season is the most important part of that.
Yeah, he's a great player, either on the wing or even further forward up top. So
yeah. One of the other players who caught the eye on that Charity Shield was Tom Shimmin, who you probably know well.
Yeah, another traitor.
But he looked very good in the Peel midfield, so I think he's...
Son of the legendary Nigel.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out, Big Nige.
Neither of them allowed in the Crosby.
You must have to spend a lot of time running that door.
We've constantly got to change the face on the darts board.
Elsewhere on Saturday in the top flight, some of the teams that obviously have been promoted over the summer, or two of the teams have promoted over the summer, Braddon are taking on Douglas Royal, in which already looks an early season 6-pointer, Dave.
It does. Having spoken to Royal manager Fitty the other day, they're kind of struggling a bit already player-wise. They've lost a few, but he's hopeful that they'll have a few youngsters come through the ranks, which will help them out. And obviously that sort of playing time is vital for them. But this is definitely going to be close. Don't know too much about Braddon, if I'm totally honest. I haven't seen them play for a little while. So
Braddon, I will give him a shout out now, even though he is my wife's cousin. Joe Burrows scored a lot of goals last season. And he seems to be playing centre-back, midfield, up front. You know, he sounds like the modern-day Paul Warhurst. Shout out for the oldies there. he scored quite a lot of goals. He has got the Tinker Cup final on Saturday, though, which is Crosby versus Peel and St John's.
So that's why we're losing a few players as well. I think there'll be a few playing cricket this weekend.
Joe has just... I've just texted him this afternoon. I was checking something, and he said they're praying for actually a lot of them want to play football, so there could be some late call-ups on Saturday, and Tom is like thinking, how can I get, like, what sort of rain dance can I do?
Get the cricket off.
Braddon, I think they haven't lost any, they lost a couple to Govs. I think Kyle Jackson has moved on, and a couple of others. I think this will be a good gauge of where they are. I think they lost 4-0 to Corinthians in the cup last year. Did you go and see that one, Sam?
It was a bit of a weird game because they look really good going forward.
Yeah.
And it's just, they got found out a little bit.
Yeah.
With a bit of the physicality and a bit just of the size, because Braddon are a young team.
Yeah.
Really good team. But I have a bit of concern on this year just in terms of...
But the goalkeeper, obviously, Harry Crellin? Callan. He obviously has been called up to FC Alabama over the summer, played a couple of the pre-season games.
Yeah, he's a quality goalkeeper. But they've got a really good keeper coming up with them. They've got one of the 20,000 O'Neill brothers still there, I think.
I think there might be several.
How many keepers do FC Armand want?
Just enough to disrupt the local game. That's all you need to worry about.
That's all they do.
I don't know, yeah. It'd be interesting, the result of this. I think we'll set the tone for the season a little bit there.
I'm going to go for a draw in this one.
I think Royal are just going to pip it. I think it's going to be close, but Royal's got the point.
I don't know. As Dave was saying, there's a few young players that Fitzy said. Braddon have obviously got a young team that have come up, so it'll basically just be a quite a young game, which might suit both teams because they're playing against similar. So I don't know. I'll probably go a draw, but I don't know enough about them. I'm just hoping that they're worse than us.
Who obviously the team that came up as champions last season, or St Mary's, back in the big time. Now, I spoke to Alex Harrison briefly this week over Messenger, and he was saying that obviously he's assistant manager for FC Alaman, but on a Saturday when St Mary's are playing, that's going to be his priority, so fair play to him. He's done a great job last year. I think they got them up. They only dropped, I think, 4 points or something. Or was it draw two and lost one?
Yeah.
So they So they're going to come in with confidence. They've had a good pre-season. I've looked at they've had good
results. Did they
results.
Beat Peel, I think?
Beat Peel and Corinthians in the pre-season, so I think that'll be quite strong.
They don't seem to have added many names necessarily, but I think Adam Adebayi's gone back, so he's obviously a good fullback. So again, I think there might be a settled squad there. They're up against St John's, Dave, who were a bit of a surprise package last year.
They were definitely one of the standout sides, and again, they're going to... They're going to be hoping to push on this season. I think they surprised so many people in their first season back at the top flight. So let's see what they do. But in this one, I think St Mary's might nick this one. They were free scoring last year, so we'll see if the Canopy boys can carry that form into
Own Canopy silver boot winner last year.
Yeah, 36, 37 goals or something. Great return. I'm a bit surprised.
20 games it is when you think of it like that.
Yeah.
Just averaging two a game.
But I was a little bit surprised this wasn't a Friday night game, actually. I thought this one might be one under the lights, hopefully that'll
happen. Not dark enough yet, though.
No, it's not. But St John's, I think, apparently they've got picked up a few injuries, long-term injuries during pre-season. They were saying Scott Davies, Ray Lavelle and Lewis Taylor are all...
Ray Lovell.
Is it Lavelle? I thought it was Lavelle. Yeah, Lovell, yeah. all three of them apparently have picked up long-term injuries, and apparently they've not done that too well in pre-season. I know they beat us, but they've not, so who knows what they'll be like. I still think they'll be in and around the top four, though. I don't think, you can't rule out St John's. I still think they've got a good team.
Steady Eddies, aren't they, until they got relegated. But they're sort of part of the fixture in the mid-table. I think they obviously had a great season under Sam last year. They will be hard to beat, as always. But I may be favouring St Mary's. They seem to be on a bit of a roll at the moment. So Sam.
I watched Mary's last year. There's a couple of things that are evidently beatable unless they've resolved them issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think Moran dumped them at the FA Cup, wasn't it?
FA Cup, I think it was. Yeah.
And I just think if you can, I mean, it's easier said than done. If you can silence the Canopers, then there's a chance there to beat them. But yeah, I think they'll have a decent season material. But I reckon probably just a home win.
Good shout. Final game in the Canolife Premier League on Saturday. So Union Mills, again, another one of last season's surprise packages, take on Ramsey, the other one. Right, now just to clarify, Dave, which one of these teams finished third?
Don't ask me, I haven't got a clue.
Neither is the answer. If you pick up 4-5-1, Dave's left a little Easter egg for you dear readers. Not one, but two, but three teams finished third in the Canolife Premier League last day. And only Tom, we were the one that got it correct, and it was St John's.
St John's, yeah, it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yes, Mills, Ramsey had great seasons last year. Mills, obviously in the Railway Cup semis as well. Luke Booth scoring for fun. They seem to have recruited some good names over the summer. You tell me, Dave, they've pulled in a few names.
They have. I can't think of them off the top of my head right now. But yeah, they've got good players there anyway. Luke Booth got the golden boot in the end. And so he'll again be another one to watch out. Speaking to Paul Garver earlier this week, he's in a very confident mood that they can push on, maybe even finish higher up the table. So let's see, because if the manager's confident, the players might be confident, you just don't know where it'll take them. So
Gary Moore, Tom, from a playing point of view,
one of the worst players.
I was going to say
too windy, far too windy.
But does that play into Mills' hands?
I think it does. I think they'll get used to playing there. I've got there's a theory that a few people are telling me that Manx there's no home advantage in Manx football. I think that's absolutely rubbish.
Mm.
I think when you're playing at certain grounds like Gary Moore, it's so the wind, and then also I just don't like going up there. It's not far for me to go, but I'm like that.
Surely you're closer. It's closer than Peel, I'd say.
Yeah, probably. Then probably you know it'd be closer. St John? No, probably not. You know what? Union Mills is probably the closest club, but. Don't like going there, don't like just the whole I like the clubhouse though. I do like the clubhouse, but they used to apparently drink in the railway near the mills, and they've now moved to the clubhouse. So local pubs are dying. Go back to the railway.
This, I think, there'll be goals in this one. Ramsey, Dave got a good young team as always, and obviously the king of pet headlines, Dylan Pickles as well. he's back, isn't he? And but Chris Duggan's left.
Yeah, he's gone to air, so he's a big player for them. So it'll be interesting to see how they manage to fill that void. But again, Anthony Cooper, pretty confident with the squad he's got at his disposal. I think they're going to be, again, another team that's going to be fighting for that Railway Cup position come Christmas. This game, I've got to sit on the fence with this one. I think it's going to be a draw.
Draw.
Yeah.
Score draw, though.
Score draw, of course.
Because we don't do nil-nils in Max football, do we? Sam?
Ramsey last season were very good at home and had a bit of a... They didn't like travelling. As you know, they're really good home record, not so good in the way.
It's a long way to go.
Union Mills, I agree with Tom, it's one of the worst places to go on the island. To be second only behind Michael United. So I'd reckon probably a home win. I'm going to say home win, but close again. High scoring, though. I reckon you'll end up with a 5-4 or something.
A classic Manx football scoreline.
I can see a comfortable Ramsey win.
Oh,
I'm going to say 3-0. I back Ramsey at home.
We've talked about the first game of the season, and you've already underlined some of the issues that Morown are having getting the team out this week. Is it a bit of a lottery this week? Even though the season has been laid, obviously, a couple of weeks from when it usually starts because of the Grand Prix. Is it a case of almost who you can get out this first week?
I think it's people are still away, people are nursing injuries, people are friends come back. It's kind of still the summer holidays, isn't it? Yeah. So I think people are... Teams will be a bit all over the place. I can see some shock results happening because of that. And then I think when it gets into it, the season more and more, I think more the irregulars will come back. And then those combi players that think they're good enough for first team will get thrown back into the combi.
You're speaking from experience there, Tom.
I might be.
There's no show without punch. I think I've already used that line already. But DPS Division 2 also kicks off this weekend. We've got 5 games in the Europe's best league. Dave... Where should we kick off this one? Which is your game of the round,
well,
as it were?
Just to, before we start on that, just the reason there's only 5 games, obviously Douglas Athletic are not fielding a first team this season.
That's why I bring you.
In terms of these games, it's a tough one. Be interesting to see how old boys get on back in the second division. Yeah. They've got Castletown, who are a lot of people's tip to go get promoted this year after narrowly missing out last year. So I think that's probably going to be the game of the day.
Old boys living up to their actual name this year?
I think they might be, but...
It's a bit of a St. George's of the second division, aren't they? It seems like the guys like Dean France, Martin King, Sam, I think, you know, despite Robbie Ward, Drew Ward, all the guys that have been there forever. I know Drew had a spell at Douglas Athletic, if you mentioned, but under new manager John Gartland, of course, the island's favourite postman. He's taking the reins this year. I think Carl's helping him, his nephew Carl.
Yeah, that's right.
He was at Jim's last year, wasn't he?
He was.
And I think he's one of Blaine's assistants as well, isn't he? I think Blaine's Larry's.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Right, okay, cool. I think, again, it's going to be interesting to see if any of them have actually recovered from Chris Coxon's stag do a few weeks ago as well. Sounds like it was pretty ropey. But on this one, I mean, old boys... Again, if they can put out those kind of players, they'll be all right this season. They should be there or thereabouts, battling in that top four. I don't know whether they'll get an immediate return to the Premier League. I think it's more about consolidating and bringing through a few of their younger players. Having said that, Danny Gelling looks a very good player. Yeah. If he stays fit, plays the whole season in Division 2, he'll score a hatful. Mm. He was great in the Premier League last year, so he's one to watch.
Silver boot potential?
Yeah, definitely.
Castletown, Tom, obviously we believe that Edson, the Alaman's only Brazilian, as far as I'm aware.
And his brother.
And his brother.
Yeah.
So there was two.
Two Castletown Brazilians,
Footballing Brazilian, I should say. Yeah. they've gone back.
they've left. So they've gone back to Brazil, which is obviously a big loss for Castletown, considering they were very good. But in fairness, I remember Moran a few weeks ago played them in pre-season, and Castletown didn't look bad. Mm. I think they'll be strong. I know they've signed Jack Kamara for one game a season. So, and Danny Lane's still there. And I've pipped him for my silver boot. Tipped him. Yeah,
you're gonna pip him for the silver boot. That would be the story.
So I reckon he'll score his usual goals. He's a nightmare to play against. Mm. Not just a nightmare to play against. To nightmare in general. So Yeah, I think Castan will be up there. They'll be strong. And Old Boys, I don't know. I can see, because they're a Douglas club, I thought they'd bring in a load of players, people who weren't sure where to go. You know, it's convenient for people, but I'm not sure. But I will say respect to them for actually keeping going last year. You know, when they were but more or less gone for quite a while.
Yeah.
They were still putting results. We had them 2 games in the last season. They gave it a good go. So I like to see that compared to teams just not turning up and not bothering. Yeah, exactly.
Sam, what do you think about this? What do you? I think this one is... I'm going to go for Old Boys. I think they might just turn up this week.
Just trying to remember who I said was going up.
Yeah. Smooth.
Yeah. Castletown... The problem is this with Div 2 this year, I generally think there's about 5 to 6 teams who could go up.
There's no what you call standout. Like last year, everyone's St Mary's was pretty, and usually there's one that sort of you think they're pretty much nailed on, aren't they?
Everyone's gone for different, basically, haven't they? It's all a mixture.
Yeah. I think if Castletown had kept Edson, everyone probably would have still been tipping them to go up. But now it's a bit of an unknown quantity, isn't it?
I'm going to back Johnny and the boys and go for an Old Boys win, largely just to annoy Sam Palmer down at Castletown.
Elsewhere, Dave, we have
Foxdale Michael should be
here. Yeah, pretty... I was going to say, in the West, a derby to kick off the week and the season is always nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Foxdale and Michael United. Obviously, Tom, you did the previews on this. You spoke to the two respective camps. Foxdale have had a bit of a tough summer, haven't they?
Yeah, I think they're going to struggle for numbers in the combi, which obviously affects, I think, just the first team. I think Michael Slough might actually have to play in the first team, which is a massive worry for them. But... I don't know. I think Foxdale, we called them the nearly men earlier in the week. I think they can just never do it. Yeah. And they've had teams in the past, as we said, who were miles better than the team they've probably got now, and they couldn't do it. So I just can't see. But then the rumours that Jay Chatwood might be coming back in Christmas. After his sabbatical, of course. So,
to be fair, with the state of Foxdale's pitch, they might have only played 3 games. Yeah. So if they get him back at Christmas, it could be back on.
Exactly. So as long as they hang in there until then. But I don't know, I think Michael...
It's a hell of a strategy, just turn the hose on for this for the next 4 months.
No, they don't need to. One little bit of rain and it's off till Christmas. Yeah. Yeah. But I think...
We are doing the groundsman a disservice up there. I think they've actually put the vertidrain and stuff in there. I think they have tried.
Yeah. They've done their best.
And I think it is... I say this with an asterisk. It is better than it was.
It's probably not good enough to still though. That's what
I'd say. So, Andy, are you tipping them to get the flatbed out?
You probably know, Tom, as an avid podcast listener, before we dragged you in, that there was this vivid childhood memory of them with the flatbed through Foxdale. And we worked out, Betty sent us a picture, didn't he?
Yeah.
And it was like when Cozzy Senior was playing. It was early 90s when they won Div 2, wasn't it?
Sort of, yeah, 93, 94-ish,
yeah,
I think.
It was a great picture. So we're saying no chance.
For I can't see them wheel now again. I don't think they'll need to.
But Michael, on the other hand,
I've
had a very good summer, haven't
I've they? I've tipped them for... going up, I think, for first as well. I think
they brought in a few good players. Obviously, they finished, they were just pipped to promotion by a point last year, wasn't they, by Brandon?
Yeah. So they brought in Bailey Ashton from Uni Mills, who I ref down at Copy Soccer Sixes. He's a good player. He gets on well with Sam Greasley, who's already there, who I think you've gone for as your player.
Great player. Played Laxey and Onkin before this. Yeah.
And then Dylan Parrish from Rycob and Dom Smith from Royals. So I think that's good. They've all got Div 1 experience as well, which I think helps in Division 2. You can get them dragged. So I think Michael could be up there this year. And they were obviously went down to the final day last year.
Yeah.
They were just missed out by a point. I remember them all down at the Old Boys game. They were.
And we haven't mentioned the top scorer yet, Dave.
Liam Kane.
Yeah.
He had a great season last year. Was it 36? 38, was it?
Yeah.
Phenomenal return. So again, another player to keep an eye on. So I'm with you on that one, Tom. I think Michael are definitely one of the teams to back for the promotion race.
Could be a tough afternoon for Foxdale, I think.
Sam?
Yeah, probably Mike. Away win.
Up the aces.
Right.
If it's on, of course. It has rained in the past few days. So.
A lot of people praying for rain at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the teams back in Division... I'm delighted to say back in Division 2. Most teams that are back in Division 2 are about, oh, God, we got relegated. But Pulley, last year, obviously, when you had a combi, they got the lads back together and decided, right, we're going to just do a first team this year, which is great to see.
Yeah, fair play to them.
And they're back in Division 2. I think they won it in recently, 2019?
Yeah, it's about 4 or 5 years ago, yeah.
And they welcome Onkin to the mighty Springfield Road. We always get shouted out by the Corby when we get it wrong, don't we?
And Dave Matheson.
This will be a good game, good test. Onkin obviously back in Division 2 after a brief spell in the Premier League. They've seemed to have recruited well, though, Sam. They've brought in quite a few players from D&D. I think there was like 4 brought in from there. Mr. Matheson's information is correct, which I'm sure it is.
don't question them.
And they've got a new manager as well, I think.
Yeah, I think Ronken, I have the same concern I had last year. Obviously, with Tom Crea playing a lot for FC Armand last year, he wasn't playing for them. I still look at that thing and think, Tom Lancaster's a quality player as well. There's a few of them around about. I still look at it and go, not 100% sure the goals are going to come from.
Right. But
I can see them probably getting a result against Pulley at the weekend.
Dave, you spoke to the Onken camp. Who's the new man in charge?
James O'Kelly. So Dave Rees stepped down at the end of last season. I think he's going to be involved in the sort of, I don't know if he's going to be club president or whatever. He's going to be on the committee somehow. But anyway, James O'Kelly, he was their Combi manager last year. He's very positive about the new season. He thinks it's going to be a big one for the club. Again, as you mentioned, they brought in some good players, but they've also got some other good youngsters coming through. You've still got the likes of James Carouche and people like that. So they've got the quality there in the squad. It's not too dissimilar a squad, but bar a couple of players, it's not too dissimilar from what got promoted a couple of years ago. So that experience will help them. But Pulley, I think fair play to them. Great to see them back. I hope they do well this season, but I think Onken will probably get the points in this one.
Yeah, I think it's largely the Pulley squad that finished fourth in Combi 2 last season.
Yeah.
They seem to be scoring goals in pre-season. I think they only lost 4-1 to St Mary's. I don't know what side St Mary's put out, with all due respect to Pulley, but it's great to see them back. I think it will be an Onken win, but perhaps not by the margins, large margin you may think. Do you agree with that, Sam?
Yeah, I'd say it's going to be a battering. I think fair play to Pulley, I guess, put in the first team, but I can see Onken. They weren't that bad last year. I mean, we took them, I think it was second to the third game, Onken. I think in the end, they just ran out of steam towards the end. They couldn't get the release.
They had a lot of bad luck. I remember playing Corinthians, I covered the Royals game next to them. I think in the first half, the keeper got injured, somebody else got injured, and then they ended up playing like 10 against Corinthians. And they just, that was from about 20 minutes into the game, and they just seemed to have this constant, every week something sort of happened to them.
Yeah.
And it was a shame, because when they got the ball down and played, fantastic to watch.
Yeah, but at the same time, they weren't good enough to stay up, so they went down. but I do think they'll wipe the floor with Pulley. I think they'll be right up there this season. So I back Onken to win that one comfortably.
It's a lot of pubs you're not going to be able to drink in this
year.
Yeah,
I'm going to offend a lot of people on this. This is the first episode, aren't I? So thankfully, right. We only get my mum listening. So
yeah, it's fine. And we'll pixelate your face. It's fine. Two other games in the Division 2 this weekend. Caesar, Youthy, Colby made the long trip up to Youthy. Dave, Youthy, I know, I was speaking to one of the Youthy lads the other night, and he says it's going to be a tough season for us this year. They've lost quite a few players in the summer.
They have. I spoke to Keith Lithgow, who remains in charge, and you know, he's put a positive slant on it, and I think he's got a good group of players at his disposal. I just think it's like they were the mid-pack. I think they were sixth or seventh last year. I'm expecting similar from them this year. I don't think they'll be down towards the bottom of the table, but I also can't see them really challenging the top four yet. But again, They've been there or thereabouts before, so you know it'll be interesting to watch.
And what were we saying about Colby, lads? Tom, obviously, they've come back, haven't they? I think they're fielding two teams again after a couple of sticky seasons a couple of seasons ago. The facilities, you know, everything we talk about, you know, don't wish to say it, but they should be a Premier League club, shouldn't they?
I wouldn't go that far, but. We obviously don't have our Colby expert, Adam Morton, here, who could probably tell us a lot more. Yeah. But from what I've read of his piece about Colby, I think they'll be okay. I don't really know much about Colby. Mm-hmm. They're probably the Manx football's most hated club, according to Sam, did you say?
Yeah, I don't know what it is about them.
It's irrational hate as well, isn't it? Which is weird. When you ask people about it, there's no excuse.
No.
They're like, oh, we just hate them. But why?
Well, I remember being, back when I was still considered one of the island's top emerging talents by my mum, when I was playing for Corinthians. And it's like, club nights out, it's like, hey, Colby, no idea why.
Now, I feel that stems back to the promotion season when Stephen Glover broke the Division 2 goal scoring record. And I feel they were neck and neck for a long time. And there was a lot. I've got, when I was in the infancy of my reporting days, and I feel that they played each other like three or four times that season, and there was a lot of, but I have to say, I feel it was all one way.
Yeah.
I don't feel Colby had this sort of, you know, with certain clubs, I'm sure you'll reel off in a minute, Tom.
Yeah.
There's a mutual hatred, isn't
yeah.
there?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I feel like maybe now Colby have that because they feel like everyone hates him. And probably, do you remember the season when Malou pretty much nicked their first?
Oh, yeah.
Not
yeah.
nicked, maybe it's not the right term, but they moved across. Mm-hmm. And then there was obviously an obvious needle there. But I don't feel Colby just hate
they probably shouldn't warrant the abuse they get, but I do like the fact that they don't warrant it. Sometimes it's even funnier when it's just everyone just doesn't like a club.
It's the only ground that you can get a steam train directly to. They don't deserve this abuse.
Probably not. And Adam, I'm sure when he gets on the podcast, will defend them as much as he can.
His hilt.
Exactly. Yeah. I know he's going to be in the part of the committee this year, he's told us. So hopefully he can get them less hated. Probably not, though.
Well, he's going to be running their social media. You're running them around social media, so there's going to be a bit of banter flying between
We don't really talk to Div 2 clubs, I'd say. So we're
until next year, mate. Yeah.
We're an esteemed Division 1 club.
Stay prediction on this one?
I'm going to go with a draw. Sorry, sitting on the fence.
Sitting on the Dave Norton Memorial.
I'm sorry.
Get the Ron Seal out. Sam?
Probably a draw. It's a long way to go to Ramsey.
Yeah. Is that an issue, though?
Well, to be fair, I do factor that in. I think it does make a difference when you're going all the way up that way.
But you're in the middle? Rain.
Yeah, we're in the middle. It's not too far. But
also, when you play at Rycop, you get changed in the school, and it's a bit weird.
Yeah,
you
that too fair. There.
Do they? For a lot of time, yeah.
At the school?
No, yeah, they've got a hatch.
How do they?
There's a door on the side of the school, and they just serve.
Oh, I didn't know that. Fair enough. But yeah, I'm not really a big fan of playing at Rycop. I think get a pitch is what my opinion on that is. But what I would say is...
if only it was that simple, Tom.
Yeah, well, I know, it can't be that easy, but...
But London gentry like you guys in the country are going to just go, we'll have this land today.
There's a lot of fielders in Ramsey, isn't there? The fine one. But I think it's going to be a Ryder Cup win at home. I think Colby, that's a long way to go. And I do, as you say, I do think it does make a difference going all that way. And I don't know how strong Colby will be. I don't know. I'd say a Ryder Cup 2-1 win. I'm going to go for
I do like the sound of that.
Yeah. Score prediction. Like it.
Sam?
2-2 draw.
2-2 draw. He's gone for it. Final game in JC.
That's Jimmy Cummins will be happy with that one.
That's my Foxtail. Jimmy will be slipping me a pipe for that one. GBS Division 2 sees Douglas and District take on Maloo. D&D, Steady Eddies. They've done, you know, they've built a club from nothing and now probably one of the strongest sides in that division, as in playing number wise.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, Dave. They finished 7th last year. I think they, I remember from my piece, but they were like a full 15 points behind 6th.
Yeah.
So Will Gavin's now in charge. I think Aaron Delaney stepped down. They've got to bridge that gap, haven't they? That's their next step. They're established Division 2 now. They should be trying to bridge that gap to the top 4, top 5.
I think so, yeah. And when they've got Dave Footy Manager Matheson on the committee, I think they're ambitious. They want to be going places. They're obviously, as you mentioned there, they're a very well organised club. They've got a good junior setup and everything. So, I think they'll see, as we have done for the last few years, season by season improvement from them. And I think they will be looking towards that top half of the table and just sort of cementing their position up there.
It sounds like Onken have raided them a bit, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've taken four players away, and Luke Callister among them, who's sent off. But Dave teased me with a couple of trinkets of information. He said they've signed a few players. There's 9 new arrivals over the summer, which is a standard fare for D&D.
Yeah, Nottingham Forest levels.
Yeah, they do. The Nottingham Forest of Division 2. They do recruit well, I have to say. And he's picked out Kyle Clark, who is the teenage striker. He scored a few goals in pre-season. But also, I'm very interested to see attacking midfielder Daniel Hoyes, who's arrived from Jamaica. So he's got an assist and a few goals in pre-season. So they're the two to watch. So you heard it here second. They are the ones to just keep an eye on for D&D. Yeah. They're up against the Maloo side, Dave, who, again, they've brought quite a few players back in over the summer, haven't they?
Yeah, so again, they were one of the sides that didn't fill the first team last year.
Yeah.
They were just in Combi 2, even though they had a strong team for Combi 2.
Yeah.
Again, a very talented squad. If they can... They've got some really good players in there. I'm assuming Dean Kidley's going to still be playing and still... banging in the
absolute
goal.
Absolute maverick of a
absolute
man.
Maverick.
Bit of a handful, isn't he?
Yeah.
But where are D&D playing now?
D&D are on Groves Road, so it's essentially the pitch opposite the NSC.
Yeah.
Before you get to
So spring. What's happening to Nobles Park? Is that just
no? I don't think there's anyone on it.
Okay. I remember that pitch being probably the worst, I'd say, just because the slant and the angle.
You are too young to remember the original Nobles Park pitch where Corinthians used to play, with the tree cover, would occasionally interfere with the ball. If you were playing channel balls, which were back very in vogue for a certain period in the early noughties, they'd often get caught in the tree. And depending on which referee you had, he would say whether it was actually just to play on or he had a throw-in. So.
You also had the very occasional instance where the ball would get stuck on the blue bridge. That would, you know, the one that used to cross over the TT course?
Yeah.
So it was a real sort of wild adventure playing
Did they play there last year at D&D at Groves Road?
Yes, I think they played there. So it's not, or on Springfield. They've been on sort of that complex for the last couple of seasons.
But there's no football at Nobles Park this year.
I don't think there has been for the last year.
Wow. I'm behind. The university clearly in my...
Do they not cover the development of Nobles Park?
They do not.
Hey, what, you're wasting your time,
exactly, what a waste of time Chester Uni was.
So, can we pick a winner in this one? Or I think I'm going to sit on the David Norton Memorial fence for this one. I think this will be a score draw.
I'm going for a D&D win.
D&D win.
I'm going to go Malou win.
D&D win.
D&D win. So who are we thinking are going to go for promotion? This Michael United, we've sort of heavily tipped. I mean, we cast down in the mix. Old boys. Anyone else? We think Onken. Look at them all scrambling for the predictions on the back page, even though they only wrote it yesterday.
Sam predicted Onken to go up in second, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm just looking. Hattie's gone for Old Boys. Castletown, Onken, we'll stand by that. Castletown, yeah, they'll go up, they'll be fine. Onken, second place, yeah.
Nathan Cardy's an interesting Castletown, actually. We talked about Danny Lane.
Yeah.
Nathan Cardy obviously started last year in the FC Alaman squad, moved from St George's to Castletown midway through last season, if my failing memory is correct. He's got a lot of potential as a player. He could be the one that fires them up. He could take on the Edson role in many ways. I know they played alongside each other last season, couldn't he?
Yeah, I do think... So, I think he's a good player, but I think there's other players in that team that are going to be more influential than him. I just think Danny Lane on his own could probably score enough goals to get them in and around. I think he's...
Put a lot of pressure on Danny.
I know. But honestly, I think I've tipped him for my silver boots, so he bloody better score a few. But... I think he's the standout for Castan, and obviously it would have been Edson. I think Adam Kinvig coming back is a big signing as well. He's going to be in goal for them. He's a good goal. That's the thing you need, I think, in Div 2. The chaos of the league. I think you need a good goalkeeper and a good striker. I think everything else kind of doesn't matter. Just throw anyone in there. And you just got a good keeper, a good striker, and I think
Nathan will have a better season with it this year. I just think he's got the skill enough from the area, but he's also got a bit more of a bite, which you need in Div 2.
It's a bit of a scrapper league, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You kind of need a bit of aggression there, don't you? You need a bit of a fight.
Well, that's our ramblings on the first weekend of the new season. If you want to read more, please do pick up a Max Independent and All Good, and even some bad news agents now, where there's 8 pages of gloriousness, including the fixture wall chart pullout, which has all this season's league fixtures on, Dave, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Subject to change, of course.
Subject to change, which is, yeah, this is why you buy the paper every week, so you're on. that's already on our wall. Looks good.
It does. Usually.
I'm hoping all the Gartland family have buy it. It's a lovely picture of Ryan in his new Laxie kit.
It's a Paul Hatton special photo, that is.
It had to be a Laxie guy on the front cover, didn't it?
Lovely picture. Lovely picture. So they are available now.
Get it hung up on your wall.
Yep. The lads will be out and about this weekend, so please do give them all the abuse when you see them.
We're used to it.
Yeah.
Tom's certainly used to it.
You try and grab some audio interviews this weekend?
That's the plan, yep. And hopefully we'll be back next week with another podcast. It's good to be back, isn't it?
Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it. I preferred it than my 16-year-old one. I was a bit of a higher voice than I was that time.
We could maybe just throw that link into that.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. No. I think I'm very happy with avoiding that. But I can see it getting much easier, much better each podcast we go.
Tell you what we need to do before we go. What's obviously Comedy Corner will be back next week, Dave.
Yeah, I don't worry. We've got volunteers that are going to read it this year, not me.
And what is the most popular part of the podcast according to the British Podcast Awards?
Sam reads the weather.
What?
Dave
reads the weather.
No, Sam.
Dave, what's the weather?
I don't know, mate. You'll have to get on your weather app on your phone.
Right. Let's just digitise everything. That's what we want to do as a newspaper company, isn't it, Dave? Well, I'm sorry on that absolute bombshell. Ta-ta for
now.